Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Killing deal with it.
Scotty Cash.
Intern Rick.
Yeah, we got the whole band
back together.
And the whole band's back together.
Right, I got unfired, I guess.
I don't know, that's killing.
I got my walking papers apparently or something. What happened?
You went to rehab.
I went to rehab? For?
Oh, that's what it was.
For the thing you stole that caused the fire that Ryan Porter started?
Oh.
Look, do you want us to talk about it? Lawyer said not to talk about it.
Well, we better not talk about it then.
But you are on probation right now, just so you know.
How many days?
God, at least three.
At least three.
Oh, that's all right.
3-day probation.
We're pretty hardcore here. We got these tight rules.
Yeah, no doubt. Tight rules.
I run a tight ship, boys.
You do. Where's intern Rick been? Did he get fired too? Or
he died.
Oh, he died.
You were dead last week?
I came back.
Oh, you!
I came back to life.
But you were dead last week.
I guess I died.
And the week before, too.
He
was gone 2 weeks in a row.
No.
I was here 2 weeks ago.
Not dead like that.
Yeah, Rick wasn't. You were. He wasn't.
It was just us three?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't remember that.
Now we're losing people left and right. This place is just not working.
You guys would stop. You guys stop firing everybody, you'd be all right.
No, you guys keep playing around. I'm just going to close the site down. We're going to like have a... You'll turn on your computer one day. It's going to be about making robot pancakes. Not... pancakes made out of robots, but pancakes shaped like robots. It'll be the Pancake Cooking Network.
What? You know, I should have just stayed off this week too.
Robot pancakes. I don't know. There might be money in that.
So money in that. Keep it up. See what happens. You're gonna be on an apron talking about delectable cakes.
All you can eat robot pancakes for $3.99.
But we're still doing news and reviews. It's just
pancakes. And or robots.
So, I'm Scotty Cash, and it's pretty much like this cinnamon pancake tastes exactly like the last cinnamon pancake from the last place. Till next time. Kind of like that?
No, it's going to be a little more buttery, a little more syrupy.
Oh.
A little more sweet.
Gotcha.
Tastes like not good. You know.
Tastes like not
descriptive
good.
Words like that. We'll use those.
Tastes like not good is a very descriptive term.
Pancakes from Vietnam.
That was hurtful.
The stinkiest place on earth, apparently.
Oh, man.
These rumors that you start are just out of control.
I start rumors and I start fires.
Look, you're about to lose at least another 2 days.
All right. Well, there's a lot of toy news topics for the week, so let's get talking about some of these things here. First up, Kotobukiya has sent out several new press releases this week, showing off a lot of their new fine art statues coming out in the next couple months here. Two in particular are some of their nicer Star Wars artifact statues. The first one is the Return of the Jedi Darth Vader artifact statue. 11 inches tall, 1/7 scale. Comes with an exclusive Death Star panel display base. He's in like a really cool pose, and I think the cool thing about it is he's got like this light-up feature where he glows like bluish from the inside like he's getting electrocuted in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Like when Palpatine was electrocuting him. So it's pretty sweet. And he glows and the helmet lights up in blue and everything.
Sweet.
Suggested retail price, $129.99.
Well, that's a lot better than I thought you were going to say.
Really?
I got to be honest with you. I'm about sick of Star Wars.
It's everywhere.
It's
everywhere.
I mean, look. It's the same figure, but this time he's got a blue light.
Yeah, but and you could say their 15 minutes is about up, but it's been up for about, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years.
Star Wars?
Yeah, just when you think, like, there's nothing else they can do, they keep doing what they're doing, and it keeps selling.
I mean, I hate to just talk crap about it, but Jesus, man, they've oversaturated this market with so much product that it's out of control. And more is coming. And more is coming.
More is coming. It'll keep coming, too. It's not going to stop anytime soon.
Make another movie, man. Jeez, let's move on.
No, they're on that TV series thing now.
Yeah,
the TV series is doing like really good for them, so they're going to stick with that.
Yeah, you know what else did really good for them? Blockbuster movies. How about some more of that?
What does that even mean?
I want some more Jar Jar. Come on.
You want some more Jar Jar. Oh, boy.
When is this gum from? The 80s?
From Easter.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
He bought a bunch of those packs on Super Clearance after Easter.
Okay. That's not that bad.
So that's not so bad.
Okay.
The other one that they showed off was a Commander Cody from Episode 3.
He's
that's
new.
The character everybody wants.
Same deal. I love Commander Cody.
Same deal. Comes with a Utapa base, and he will also retail for $129.99.
Does he glow?
Yes, glows with bright LED lights. He's got a hologram Emperor Palpatine from they do the Order 66 in his hand, and the Emperor Palpatine lights up.
Is it like a hologram?
It's probably
translucent plastic, and it lights up. It's not an actual hologram.
Come on, get with the technology.
Really, for $129?
I think it'd be a lot more if it was an actual hologram. I'm not even sure they have that technology yet.
They're making deals. Get over it.
I've seen something like that at Big Lots.
Did you? Yeah, me too. Holograms.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Mezco, who's got a couple new press releases for the week. First up, with their South Park figures, they're releasing a new box set that contains just the original four characters from the show and their original outfits that you usually see them in. Carmen, Kenny, Stan, and Kyle in a four-figure box set, which will be showing up in stores October, November 2011.
Finally, they put them back in, like, I'm sick of all the weird variants. I just wanted the original.
Yeah, see, and that's what's been released for so long now. It's just all these different variations and stuff. So if you've always wanted just to get the figures of the four characters and their normal looks, this is your chance to do
Battle
it.
Battle Armor Kenny.
Battle Armor Kenny. No, he's not in this set.
Ooh, oh.
Just regular Kenny. Regular old Kenny.
Oh, that's not fun.
Regular old Kenny, Cartman, Stan, and Kyle.
Keep hoping.
That show was on season 14. Isn't that crazy?
I watched that show.
Wrapping it
up.
It should be. Season 14 should be winding down.
You're saying it's over after this?
No, I'm saying the season will be over.
No, it just started.
I think it's a summer.
Just started.
Yeah.
It's season 15.
Yeah, season 15.
Yeah.
It's season 15. They're on about their third episode.
Let's see if they take a 4-month, 6-month hiatus right in the middle of the season again this year.
They always do that.
That was super annoying.
Well, at least we got our facts straight.
It's a 15th season. It's like the third episode.
We always have our facts straight.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We know exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, Internet, I challenge you to correct us.
There was no turtle party. What are you talking about?
Here we go.
We were professionals. We're very professional.
There was a turtle party, actually. I was there.
You were at a turtle party?
Yeah.
What turtle party?
That turtle party where they released all those the shots of the new figures.
You were there?
Yeah, I was just lying about that.
Why didn't you tell us anything about that?
Because I wanted you guys all to look like boobs.
Was it at Turtle Beach, Turtlevania?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
I
love that country.
And you know them little staple buttons that you push and it says, this is so easy.
Yeah.
It was like that, but when they pushed it.
That was easy.
Yeah, the curtains open and gold flew out and turtle pictures everywhere. Naked turtles and hot naked chick turtles.
Naked turtles.
It was crazy.
Hey, I'm all sick of using that staple button reference, man. Let it go.
I apologize.
Yeah, he does it all
every
time
he comes in here. He's like, "You got some pizza? Wouldn't it be amazing if they had a button that says Staples and Easy? And you just clicked it and you got pizza." Like, I don't need you to tell me that. I know that would be awesome.
I might not have said it, but now I'm gonna start saying it
all the time.
And then if you get a random text like 4 a.m. when you're up, you know, wrapping your gifts or whatever you're doing,
wrapping your gifts.
What does that even mean?
You're always wrapping. You know,
surprise parties are coming up.
You're just so random. I'll drive by at like 4 o'clock in the morning after I get them plowing, and you're still like up, like looking out the window for no good reason.
How's that random? I'm looking for you.
Oh. Well, next time I'll come in and help you wrap all the gifts.
All right. Merry Christmas. Yeah. It'll be great. Gotta get ready.
What are you doing plowing in the middle of May?
You gotta be ready. Right?
Yeah. Preparing early this year.
Look, dude, don't be questioning him. Don't be questioning him.
If we're all gonna die at the end of this year or whenever that was, 2012 or whenever, I'm just trying to get all the snow off the streets.
Dude, May 21st.
That's this month, right, Killen?
That's the start of the rapture. Let's go straight.
Go ahead and need that my present early then, since you already got them wrapped.
Yeah, you ain't getting raptured, so I'll just give it to you like normal.
Man, all the San Diego people are gonna be pissed.
No, they won't know. They'll be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's cool. Everybody's got until October. October 21st is the actual
end. October 21st?
Oh. Yeah.
So you got like the rapture starts. To play with your toys.
The rapture starts the 21st of
this month. Done talking about this, dude. You know what would be cool if we had a staple button that you push and we didn't die?
And the world ended?
Yep.
No, we didn't die.
Typical Scott, man.
You're like, oh no, volcanoes everywhere, even in Springfield. And then I just push that button, they go away.
So do you got like a secret deal with Stables to keep talking about
their money? For sure, yeah.
Cha-ching every time you say their name.
Yeah, I get a nickel every time I say Stables.
And a free pencil.
Pretty soon you're going
to So this episode, I'm up to a whopping 15 cents.
From now
Staples,
on,
Staples.
From now on, whenever you turn the From the Command Center videos on, it's going to be, this episode is brought to you by Staples.
Cha-ching!
Guess what? Now it will be.
Now it will be.
And then I'm going to send it to Staples and go, hey, can I get some money or something? A pack of pencils or something?
A pack of pencils.
You guys got any of them clicky pins? I like those.
This presentation is brought to you with limited commercial interruptions.
Yeah. Everybody knows Staples is where you go to get the Power Rangers. So, obviously, you guys are going to work well together.
Staples is like the Power Rangers mega store.
Yes, clearly. They have all kinds of Alphas and Zordons just everywhere.
Since season 2, Staples just got really big with the Power Rangers. Yeah.
You can get ink cartridges, you can get, you know, notepads, you can get
They
swords.
Got them in red, blue, and green, and magenta, whatever the colors the Rangers are.
The Magenta Ranger.
That's the best.
I love them.
That polka dotted one, that's cool.
That's Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes Ranger.
He's not a Power Ranger. He's a Lego.
Oh.
Three Sapphire. Morphin time.
Say you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I totally watched the Dusty Rhodes Rangers.
I'd be pissed after like 2 or 3 episodes, but I would definitely watch the first
one. Ooh, let me tell you something. It's morphin' time. Come on, sweet that fire. Oh, my God. Dude. All right. Next up from Mezco, images of their Mega Deluxe Little Big Planet Sackboy figure, which is the big, giant, 9-inch tall Sackboy coming out.
Oh, man.
Features 5 points of articulation, packaged in a collector-friendly window box. Will also be shipping October and November of 2011. Another one that I know our friend Sween Halleck is very excited for, because he's a big fan of the Little Big Planet
stuff. He's still part of the website?
Yes, he's still here.
Well, I was gone for a week. I don't know if you guys fired him.
Yeah, he's working on it.
You're working on firing Sween?
You gotta do something. You know, he's... So far, he's keeping his nose clean.
Yeah, he hasn't produced a video since, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, we should get rid of him then.
Yeah, he's okay. really slacking.
Maybe Ryan Porter will be out there framing him, too. We got to watch that guy. He's shy.
Hey,
no, he's a dirtbag.
Ryan Porter, he is Jeez, the shiftiest dude. Person in, on the totem pole.
Remember when we were in Chicago and he was walking by the bums and taking money out of the cups instead of putting money in? Dirtbag. Straight dirtbag.
What?
Yeah, because like I'd put that dollar in, and he's just like, God bless you. And he'd take like $3 back out. That lady probably didn't eat right
for like a week.
Yeah, Dirtbag Porter, yeah. You guys don't remember that?
Hey, he didn't know. He thought they were giving money away.
Right.
They didn't say.
The guy that only had 1 shoe and 3 socks on is giving money away.
He's earthy. He likes to live like that.
Earthy?
Yeah.
You just stereotyped him because he's big like a planet.
No. What?
That's what he said. Earthy.
The bum?
No. Porter.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What is happening? Okay. Whew. All right. Masters of the Universe Classics.
Woo!
Packaging was revealed for Megator and Manny Faces. Did you read the bios on these?
Not yet.
I don't read those things.
Don't ruin it for me. I want to.
I'm not going to read the bios, but I am going to talk about their real names.
Don't do it.
You don't want to know?
I actually read the bios. I don't care what you do.
So, like, Megator, Evil Giant Destroyer, real name, Moleb the Destroyer.
Moleb.
And I was real curious as to why he wasn't just Megator. What's wrong with Megator being his real name?
Right.
Especially, like, name, Megator, Giant Destroyer, real name, Moleb the Destroyer. It's like, he could have just been Megator the Destroyer, right? I don't understand.
It's kind of like boxing, where, like, you have to have a nickname.
Oh.
If you don't have a nickname, you're nobody.
Oh, okay.
Like, Mike Tyson wasn't any good until he was Iron Mike Tyson.
Gotcha. Okay, see? So in the Masters universe, you have to have a real name.
Right.
Otherwise, you're nobody.
Right.
What's his nickname now?
Who?
Tyson.
Oh, he didn't have one.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Tyson?
Yep.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Tyson.
Yep. You're just that one crazy black guy.
So Manny Face is real name, and let me see if I pronounce this correctly.
This one I had a little
blink,
hard time
swallowing. Flip head, blink.
That would probably be better.
Okay.
His real name is Perkadoo.
Perkadoo.
That's super disappointing.
Perkaedo. Perkadoo.
That's not even, cool.
Perkado.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
Perkado.
Perkadoo.
Perkado. It's probably Perkado.
Perkadoo sounds ridiculous.
You know, Mr. Miyagi taught Danielson the art of Perkaido. There you go. I used it in a sentence.
No, me and Scott went to the bar, and the next thing you know, Perkadoo.
Perkadoo.
We're sitting at the hotel
even
in the 80s.
Even if it is pronounced Perkado, I'm calling him Perkadoo.
Hey, can you please tell me what origin it's in or from? Does it say?
Eternia.
Eastern Eternia.
Eastern Eternia. I got no more jokes. You guys win.
Perkado. Perkadoo.
Perkado.
Perkado.
Is that kind of like the new Topanga?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yes, Perkado.
Perkado.
You fell for my first Woody.
I don't even know where that name came from. I haven't figured
Perkadoo.
That out
yet. No, you're supposed to be like, so there we were. We were sitting, and instead of saying, next thing you know, it's Perkadoo. We were at the hotel.
Perkadoo.
Is that like?
Perkadoo.
We were beam me up, Scotty. Is that like beaming, or is it like morphing?
You know how you would say?
No. I don't even tell stories like that.
Well, you know what?
I date women.
This is my choose your own adventure, and that's where we landed, okay? Next time, pick better.
I'm actually cool with his bio, though, because it's pretty much just straight out of his mini comic.
He was an actor or whatever?
An actor, and Skeletor turned him into the monster, and this and that, and then he ended up having, you know, the robot and monster and human personalities in the end. It was pretty much straight out of the mini-comic story.
It was really basic.
Yeah, so I'm totally cool.
Which is good. Yeah, you don't need to ruin everything.
Exactly. So I'm totally cool with his bio. Megator's bio is interesting. It basically talks about how Megator was part of the Horde and worked for Hordak, and then he died in the first Ultimate Battleground. Eventually, one day, when King Hiss was around, he reanimated Titus into a zombie Titus, and then zombie Titus was with the Snake Men and fought with them until he died again in the second Ultimate Battleground. So that's interesting.
They're zombie Megator.
Zombie Megator. Yeah,
you said
I say Titus. Okay, zombie Megator.
I got real confused.
Okay, so Megator was with the Horde and worked
Titus
for Hordak. Cool. I think he died fighting
Titus. So that's good, because a lot of people were worried about that.
Because they both died.
Because
in the first
on Titus' bio, it said Titus died stopping Megator, but it didn't say that he killed Megator, and everybody's like, oh my god, no!
So they killed each other in the first Ultimate Battle, or Titus sacrificed himself or whatever.
The bio almost made it sound like...
But it's cool because it says that... The part I do like about it, it says that Megator was killed during the first Ultimate Battleground, caught in the iron jaws of the central tower of the Eternia Tower.
Awesome.
And so he was like,
into Sub-Eternia.
Yeah, and then the three towers were enchanted and sunk into Sub-Eternia. And so later his remains were discovered a millennium later by King Hiss, and then King Hiss magically reanimated him into a mindless zombie.
I like
and he
that.
Became part of the Snake Men.
I like that bio.
That's craziness is what that is. So
what
now,
do you think, Damien?
Taste the rainbow. Don't ask what I think. You be pleasantly not surprised.
I think that this whole bio is an excuse for them to release a zombie Megator figure.
No way.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, no way.
They're going to repaint zombie Megator.
I'd be mad because I don't need another monster figure. That's going to be expensive.
Hey, if that's a sub figure, I'll shoot someone.
Zombie Megator?
Yeah, they're like, look, we know you guys want like Swiftwind and all these, but we're just going to give you this.
Zombie Megator. So, overall, though, the bios aren't offensive this time. It's just those real names kind of bother me.
The Perkadoo.
Perkado.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, dude. Right. Peekaboo? It's like the same thing.
No, it's not. Peekaboo.
Same thing.
Same thing, but different.
Same thing, but different.
What are you guys talking about?
The He-Mans.
I don't know him.
Those are all those things that you buy and get graded.
Oh, my strong guys.
Yeah, your strong guys. Yeah,
him guys.
Strong guys.
My strong dudes. Yeah, I like those guys.
Strong bros.
I just like mostly dudes.
Yeah, we know.
Really?
Rick.
Awesome.
Rick.
Really?
Awesome. Well done.
See, this is why you get fired.
Rick?
Gotta go to gas rehab, man. You're so stinky.
Gas rehab. They have that?
Scotty Trash over here dropping.
Scotty Trash.
Wolfbane?
Vomiting up all sorts of nasty.
Wolfbane?
Wolfbane.
Wolfbane?
Tiger blood.
Man, what the hell is going on? I take 1 week off and you guys go crazy? Are you guys sure you're not zombies?
Winning, duh.
Oh.
You're just super confused.
I am. Hey, I did see
you
a
missed,
shirt.
You missed the meeting last week.
Hey, I did see a shirt in Florida, though, and it had a picture of Charlie Sheen, and it said 2.5 grams, and I had him looking down at this little sack with, like, grams of Coke in it or whatever. It was pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
They didn't have Schmedium, so I didn't get it.
Schmedium?
Yeah, that's the size I wear, because I'm so skinny.
He wears 2X small.
2X small?
That's right, because I'm so skinny.
Oh, okay. NECA has revealed pictures of their upcoming San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Gizmo action figure from the Gremlins line. Gizmo's decked out wearing a pair of sunglasses, he's got a San Diego Comic-Con tote bag, and he's wearing a San Diego Comic-Con badge with lanyard. It's kind of cool.
Aw, come on.
Yep, and he's $20. He's going to be $20 at the show. He's actually kind of cool looking. Because, like, the tote bag's actually like a little nylon tote bag, and his lanyard actually looks like a real San Diego attendee badge. Like, they actually...
I kind of want him.
It's
pretty neat.
Mine to cuss at me.
Your Gizmo?
Yeah.
Because Gizmo just cusses all the time. He's
he did.
Potty mouth. Suck me, suck me! Yeah.
In Gremlins 4.
Gizmo, suck it!
In Gremlins 4.
Oh, Rick's going to the bathroom. I bet he's going to poop again. It's poop again!
It's been at least 10 minutes.
He comes running back out of here. What are you doing? Everything okay?
Wow. Oh, okay.
Who throws a bottle away in the middle of a podcast? Very unprofessional.
It's unprofessional.
Go ahead.
Gizmo.
Gizmo. What are you looking at me
for? I'm just waiting for you to tell him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Next bit of news comes from Jazzwares. They actually posted on Twitter last week that now that they've got the Mega Man toy license back for 2012, they are looking for fan input on what they want to see in this toy line. And they actually posted a link to how you can email them what you want to see in the new Mega Man toy line. So that's...
Did you email them?
I did, absolutely.
What'd you say?
I told
them... I want the dog and the chick from the cartoon!
Yes, the dog and the chick.
He was the two weakest ones.
I want Roll and Rush, please. No, I said I wanted all the Robot Masters, and I wanted all these figures based off the old Nintendo games.
Now. So, you tell them. Now.
I said now, or I'll slap you.
And I want them to have a stand, like this level selector.
My god, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
Like a figure display that looks like the level selector that you can set all the guys in?
Mm-hmm. Listen,
I'd be okay with that.
You wish.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is
but you wish.
Mm-hmm.
I am super excited about the potential of this line, and I like that they're coming to the fans to ask for input, because I have wanted a good Mega Man line since I was a kid. So I want this to be a good... No, but they've never had a really good one.
Yeah, they do. It's at Toys R Us right now.
The Retro Rotos?
Yep.
I've got those.
What's the matter with those?
They're cool, but these are going to be cooler. I hope. Because these are the ones that are supposedly going to be in the 3¾-inch scale like the Sonic figures are doing. They'll be articulated. And the problem is with most of the Mega Man lines is they've never really done a lot of the actual bad guys. They always end up doing Mega Man and Proto Man and Rush and then 1,000 versions of Mega Man. I don't want that. I want all of the bad guys.
I want Cut Man.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many cool Robot Masters. There's so many like stage villains.
Ooh, and Shredder.
And Shredder? Like Metal Man?
No, Shredder.
Like the Shredder from Turtles.
Right, right. He was a Mega Man.
Yeah, totally.
Kill him?
Yeah.
Yep.
Confirm?
Okay.
Yeah, he was level 2017 boss.
Level 2017 boss.
Yep.
I never made it that far.
Yep, surprised you didn't know that.
You have to jump, you have to go in the tube and go take the warp.
So on...
What's going on here again?
On the story of the Retro Rotos, article actually broke today on a website called Rockman's Corner, saying that Jazzwares may finally be releasing the unproduced second wave of those Retro Roto figures, which they actually were on like the back of the boxes when the other ones first came out. It's like Heat Man, Woodman, Iceman, Snake Man, and Dr. Wily. And they quoted that a very reliable source told them that these figures were finally going to get released now that Jazzwares has the license again, and that we would be seeing them sometime between fall 2011 and summer 2012.
Good God.
So, cool news, right? So I saw that. And what I did is I went straight to Jazzwares and I shot them an email. And I said, hey, can you guys confirm this? Is this true? And they wrote back with, no, we can't confirm that. We're still working on what's next for Mega Man right now, but we would like to re-release those eventually. So that was their response.
So yes.
So, I mean, they won't confirm it. So chalk that up as a rumor right now, but it doesn't seem like it's off the table completely. They might actually be doing that.
That means yes, because they would have said no if it was a no.
That's true. They probably
that's a real good question.
Keep reading the bios.
And, yeah, keep reading the bios.
Keep reading the bios.
Hey, this gum is awful.
Well, it's just bubblegum.
It's good for a minute.
Bubblegum's gross.
You're gross, but this
gum is terrible.
60-second gum.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the weekend.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast which you can only find on popculturenetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on popculturenetwork.com, such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters Universe? Do you love the vintage toys, but you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them? Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, Larry DiTillo, who worked in the Filmation 1, Dean Steffen, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on, I would love to have you involved, so why not listen to the show and contribute, and head over to the forums. And until next time.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bates, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. So while Scotty Cash and Rick were both fired, Kellen and I drove to the Kane County Toy Show.
Yeah, boy! No, I mean, I drove you.
Oh, yeah, you drove me. I sat in the seat next to you.
Like you're, like I'm your chauffeur or something.
Well, yeah.
This is where we go.
Wear the little hat.
What?
I mean, if you guys want to go make out, you can go make out. That's I'm not going to stand in
whatever.
The way.
I mean, that's weird, but yeah.
Oh, I will not make out with you.
I think you offered. I heard it.
Well, yeah, he did.
I heard you offer.
Man, he's an Indian giver, dude.
Yeah, he is. Straight just offering you some make out. They're trying to take it back.
Hey, before we get on to this Kane County stuff, dude, they just released the trailer on Voltron, and what about some of the other stuff? Are we not going to talk about any of that?
No one cares.
Well, those are cartoons. So, we can talk about it if you want to.
No, forget about it. Just forget if you're going to snap on me. Cartoon, stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Dummy. God.
I apologize. Continue with
your green shirt.
What do you think about the new Voltron trailer?
Nothing. I didn't even see it.
Rick saw it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Oh.
Whose team are you? Little quicker.
Whose team are you on?
You gotta be a little quicker.
Is it a cartoon? I haven't seen it.
I hate you.
It's live action.
Yeah, it's live action.
Live action.
No, it's a cartoon. It's going to be airing on Nicktoons. And June?
16th.
Yeah. June 16th, and it's going to be awesome.
It looks pretty cool. I'm okay with the way the trailer looks and everything.
I wish they didn't do the 3D, 2D. I didn't even realize, because I've only seen it once, and my phone was freezing while I was watching it.
So, like, because the actual Voltron is 3D footage, I think, right?
Right. And then the cartoon's 2D, and I would rather have it all 2D.
So far, I'm pretty okay with, like, the actual animation. Like, the 2D animation stuff looks cool.
Right.
It looks good. I like the redesigns. And, I mean, for the most part, the Voltron itself looks like Voltron.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
So, I mean,
that's
you can't be mad about that.
That's the best part about it.
You can't be mad, yeah.
They didn't go off and switch it and make
like
it look
3D
stupid.
Like you need glasses or
no,
3D
see?
Like...
Yes, like you need the glasses.
Leave it to you, dude.
That would be
you're
possible.
You're like that gum, dude. You're only good for about 60
the way,
seconds.
Hey, look, the way that 3D is going right now, that totally would be possible.
Not on my TV.
Well, I'm sorry you got
and
the
TV.
Two.
The TV in the garage is like sorry. Black and white. You know, I only get four channels. So how am I going to have three glasses?
We're not talking about your bunny ears TV, okay?
Right,
bunny ears. I think I read that the storyline of the show is supposed to take place a couple years after the original series ended. It's supposed to take place after they already defeated Prince Lothar, and then now there's like some new evil coming in, and that so this takes place a few years after the original series ended.
Although the villain in the trailer totally
looks like Lothar. It's probably some relation of some sort, I would assume.
Or the younger brother.
There you go. It's or it could just be him back.
Little
Who
Ray.
Knows?
Or maybe Little it was Ray, after Ray. They defeated Ray, Ray. King Zarkon, and it is still Prince Ooh. Lothar.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Time will tell. Man, you're still just like blowing burps or what?
Dude, I burped that way, dude.
At least you blew it the other way.
He's learning.
At least you blew it the other way.
What'd you eat? That's a good question.
So, yes, we did go to King County. Let's move on.
King County! I cleaned up at this show, man. This is probably my best toy show haul ever.
So it was me, you, Stina, and Rylan, my daughter. Yeah, us four rolled to the show early in the morning, left about 6:30.
6:30 a.m.
No Gwendolyn?
Nope.
She couldn't get off.
She had to work, so it was just us. And
she wanted to
And go. I already promised Rylan I was going to take her, and she'd been looking forward to it for like 2 weeks, so... I took her, and surprisingly, my three-year-old wasn't too out of control.
She actually did pretty good, yeah. She wasn't.
Dude, if you can't take them somewhere where they don't have a shopping cart, why bother?
He carried her like a lot. I did carry for him.
She,
you would have to.
Yeah, just to keep her from not touching.
Right, and breaking everything so you get to buy it.
She was pretty good, though, about not touching things. So it's just that she was getting tired, so I had to carry her a lot.
She really wants some ice cream.
Yeah, she really wanted some ice cream.
That's how mean you are. Sometimes I need you to carry me, and I want ice cream.
Yeah,
Come on, Damien.
But we did find. I did find some stuff for her to buy. Like, I found, like, these McDonald's toy thing, and I just let her grab as many as she can grab, and we just bought them all. And
yeah, well, wasn't that guy, like, it was some kind of ridiculous deal with those.
Yeah, it was, the guy had a huge tub of McDonald's, he had two tubs of McDonald's toys, and they were, like, all the open ones were 10 for a dollar, or 15 for a dollar. All the ones that were sealed were 20, or 10 for a dollar. So,
is that the guy that gives out candy?
I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah, that's
he had almost all McDonald's stuff.
Awesome.
And his whole entire booth was 50% off. So really, it was 20 loose for or sealed for a dollar and 30 open for a dollar. So I, you know,
30 freaking McDonald's toys for a dollar.
Yeah. That's so crazy. She grabbed like 10 of them, and I looked at the dude. I was like, "Here's a dollar. Just you know, whatever. Keep it."
you're the man, dude. You probably made that guy his day. Seriously, I get to keep this extra 40 cents?
Well, he was counting them up. Like I was like, it's $100, dude. And he's like still counting them up. And he's like, and then that's 50% off. That's like 40 cents. I'm like, here's a dollar. Keep it.
There's no way he made his money back.
No.
He would have had to sell everything.
I think those tables were, I think those tables were like $90 a table. He had five.
Oh, God.
Maybe he just wanted to, have a, you know, maybe he just likes doing it.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like intern Ricky. Rick just likes skateboarding.
Hey,
I just like selling.
And so I'm walking to Rylan, and this lady comes and tries to give her a Hot Wheel car, and she looked at it, and she grabbed it, and she looked at the lady. She goes, "I don't want that," and handed it back to the lady. I was like, "Thanks, Rylan."
This is awesome. Exactly what it looks like.
I was like, "Good. I don't like Hot Wheels either." Now we know what's up.
What did that lady say?
She just like, "Oh, okay," and walked away.
I got a granddaughter just like that, and then kicked her.
Kicked her.
But so then I yelled at Rylan, "You don't be taking product we could sell in the store. What's wrong with you?"
Pull her hair. We could have sold that.
Now you don't get no cookies.
There goes your ice cream. I hope you're happy. I get that Hot Wheel back, lady.
I know that's where all those children's DVDs that come into the store come from. You get it home and you're like, "Oh, well, she hasn't watched this in like 2 weeks. You ain't to sell that."
No, actually, we have all. She'll come in here and steal DVDs from the store and take them home. Every time we're at like a sales club or something like that, we have to buy a new DVD. So I have millions. And I figure I'll just buy it and then one day I'll put it in the store and sell it when she doesn't care about it anymore. So I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. But it never happens because she wants all of them. And she remembers if you take one, she'll know.
Of course she does.
She wakes up in the middle of the night like, whoa, where's Pinocchio?
She does. I've taken stuff and brought it to the story, and she's walked by her stack, like 50 DVDs in a stack of shoes. She's like, "Where's that one?" I'm like, how do you know? You haven't watched it in like 2 years.
That ain't the point. She wants her. She wants her
don't
stuff.
Don't be just stealing your daughter's stuff, dude. Jeez.
Anyway, what'd you guys buy?
I bought two Lego things and two G.I. Joe things. The Legos I bought was there was this anime like mech Exo Squad series from Legos that they did. It's real short.
Oh, kind of like Gundam. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of like Gundam for sure.
That's great.
Way cooler than Power Rangers. Anyways, no, they
crazy.
I have tons of loose ones, but I've never had one in a box. And there was a real nice set there that was about a $50 set. And the guy's like, $10. I'm like, sold. And then right behind it, he had a, like, statues of animals. It was like an alligator, a bird, and a lion or something like that. But it was like a 800-piece set, so it's a very expensive set. And he's like, I don't know, 20? I'm like, yeah, taking that too. I don't even care about it, but for that price, I'm keeping it. And then I found a Chinese release carded dial tone because I like those weird international cards. And then I found a
She-Ra.
Oh, what's his name? I already forgot.
Oh, Shockwave.
Yes.
Gun-Ho in a Marine Corps in his Marine Corps suit on the original 88.
Oh, so like
89.
the second version of him.
Yeah. In the dress blues. I had a loose one, but I've never seen one on the... Well, I've seen him on the card, but...
With the big old white hat?
Not at a price I can afford, because this... I've seen him as low as 75, but this dude said 30 bucks, and I said, sold.
That's the one that has, like, the big white hat and the...
Yeah, he's got the Marine Corps uniform on with the sword and...
Is that what you wore?
That's what I was. For
what'd
life.
You wear?
Same, exact same uniform.
Same one. Said Gun-Ho on it and everything.
Yeah, it said Gun-Ho. It had, I had a big old sword, and I had a handlebar mustache.
Oh, cool.
That was nice of you to hang out with the Marines for all them years and cook them food.
Wooly bully.
Yeah. Wooly bully? Is that kind of like...
I cooked them food?
Yeah, you're just a cook, son.
That is. That's true. I am a cook. I'll have you know there's no more cooks in the service.
You're a nurse.
They are now catered.
They're catered?
Yeah.
Why did they get rid of the cooks?
Because it was a dumb job, I don't know.
Because when you're like, oh, what'd
I think,
you do?
I think
you're
the
like,
army,
oh.
I think the army still might have cooks, but the Marines are totally catered.
Did you shoot anybody? Well, no, kinda. Did you put any mines down? Well, I mean, I cooked.
I think it's a thing. Like you know, you're not going to be a Marine. Go to the Marines to be a cook.
Why not? You know what I mean? How do you know that? That's not true.
Yeah, because
what,
the Marines.
What if somebody can't afford college, and the only reason they're going to the Marines or the Army or whatever is for them to pay their college?
That's what I'm saying. There might be some in the Army still, but
like
the
Rick.
Marines, you don't do that.
Rick is the intern here because he wants to be a full-time skateboarder. And that's what we teach here.
What?
Toys and skateboarding.
I didn't know that.
Clearly.
Oh, my God.
Is it like those finger skateboards toys?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
I cannot wait
tech
until
decks.
The days
yeah.
when, like...
Oh, I'll grind. Like, don't say I'll grind.
And stuff start coming up and trying to talk to me about skateboarding, and I'm like... Sorry.
And you're like, skate or die, dude!
that's about the extent of it. Skate or die!
I'm like, oh, so you're just a poser? And you'll be like, oh, what's a poser?
Oh, he's a poser. Poser boy.
Like a poster on the wall.
Yes, just like that.
What?
You know. Like a poster on the wall.
You know, it makes sense.
Hang it up. So what'd you get, Dan?
Lots of stuff. You didn't buy a lot this time, did you?
I couldn't find anything that I really wanted.
I found all kinds of things.
Plus, I was really distracted by keeping my daughter from
being
crazy.
Yeah, I bet you'd have bought more.
Did they have any Power Ranger stuff?
Yeah, I saw Power Ranger stuff. I didn't see anything, like, spectacular Power Ranger-wise, but I saw some stuff.
And they didn't have any Cops figures.
Didn't have any Cops figures.
I saw a Shogun Warrior figure in the box.
Is that kind of like a Gundam?
Kind of looks like a Power Ranger.
No, it doesn't.
Man, come on, dude. Power Rangers and Gundams and all that are pretty close.
No. So is Legos, then, because I could build a robot out of Legos.
That's true.
So you're saying it's all the same thing?
Yeah, they have that.
So you're saying you love Power Rangers?
They have Mindstorm Legos, which are robot Legos.
All right,
For
anybody that's listening, if you have any cop stuff, figures for sale, you email me. I want them.
Scotty's looking for cops.
He'll give you at least $2. Bam.
What do you think? Who am I, you now?
That's how do you.
Look, price guy says it's $7. I'll give you $1.25. Or I'll give you store credit, $1.26.
Oh, you mean like a business would. You just be like, can I get a deal?
That's what you do. Instead of asking if you can get a deal, you just undeal them.
Hey, they have a choice. It's not like I have a gun in their head. I'm like,
well, yeah. Well, I don't give people a choice when I tell them that I don't want to pay full price for it.
You intimidate them.
You're full of crap.
You're all in their face like, I'll give you this for a dollar. I get a dollar. You're like yelling at them. They're like, okay, crazy guy.
Call people up on their phones and on their just their take text, it. Like, just hey, take let me it. Get that no. toy.
Toys.
All right, toys.
Really? Oh my god, I would have never guessed.
Megator, all right.
I found a lot of stuff, actually. This, like I said, I cleaned up here more than I've ever cleaned up at a toy show before. I dropped like $200. That's okay, because I saved the money specifically to take with me, so I was happy with everything that I bought. Okay, let's see if I just run down a list of things I found.
Do it.
One of the first things I came across was a box of Ninja Turtles figures that were marked a dollar a piece. So I started digging through this box to see what I can find, and ended up finding a whole bunch of Next Mutation figures, which you never see anywhere. I've never found Next Mutation stuff anywhere. And at a dollar a piece, even though they were played with and missing weapons, I still couldn't pass that up. So I ended up with a Leonardo, a Raphael, a Donatello who doesn't have a right arm. I dug all through the box looking for his right arm.
You paid a buck for it.
But I was like, yep, I'm buying this anyway, just to put it in. Maybe I can complete it later or
something. Yeah, right, because you're going to find a right arm one day.
Either way, he's posed on the shelf where, like, you know, the other guys are standing in front of him, so you can't see his arms missing right now. So, whatever, he's fine.
Poser?
Yes.
Like on the wall.
Like on the wall.
Like a poster.
Yeah. So I got them, I got the Shredder, and I got I think what the main bad guy from that series, whose
Shredder.
Name I can't remember. Nope, one
Shredder.
Arokusaki. Yes, yes, the same guy.
It's some Chinese name, right?
I don't know.
Bruce Japanese. Lee? Something Lee?
Yeah, something Lee.
Hey, I'm just totally Bruce? Guessing because I didn't even know this show existed until like
yep.
an hour ago.
A
something
bit ago.
Power Ranger-y.
Hey, Wath
it. It was made Zed? By Saban.
Oh, was it like...
Here we go.
Pig Eyes.
Pig Eyes. Yes, it was Pig Eyes.
Was it Suck Me?
Pig Eyes Suck Me. That was the name of the villain.
Sounds about right.
Hey, they do have some crazy-ass names on the Bad Guy Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one's name's like Skater Die, Intern Rick.
Really?
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Is it still Skate with the SK-8?
SK-8, yeah, yeah, for sure.
SK-8.
It's so crazy.
As long as it's trendy, that's what's important.
I also got like the metal Michelangelo figure, which is basically just the repaint of Metalhead, but he's green and orange. Like
I want
Michelangelo.
That.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet. And he's missing his weapons, and he's a little scuffed up because he's played with. But, you know, a dollar, so whatever. I grabbed him. I found... What else did I find? Trying to think early on. I did find a bunch of Captain Power toys. I
thought you only found the one.
Nope, I found one. I got one mint on card of just regular Captain Power, and then I found loose the entire series.
From the same guy?
Nope, different dealer. So I got the... entire set, it's got all the figures loose, and there were two Captain Powers in there, and they've all got their weapons, and they also came with all of their card backs, and there were some instruction manuals in there also for the vehicles, which, you know, vehicles weren't with
the
line.
Did your buddy bring your radio flyers or whatever you wanted?
The Shadow Strikers?
Sure.
He brought those to the Toy Man a couple of shows back, and I bought them from him already. Oh. So, but that guy's actually where I got the first Captain Power figure, and then I found this big lot of all the rest
that
of
that guy's good sales. For having good stuff.
He's got good stuff, and he's got pretty good prices, too. Yeah. And he usually gives me deals on them, so...
Did he have any Cops figures?
He did not. I looked for Cops figures. I figured if anybody, he'd be the guy. He didn't have any Cops stuff.
He did ask.
Yep. I asked a couple people.
You're a liar.
Was there?
Nope. I looked for you. Stuff. But, so yeah, now I've got most of the all the Captain Power
stuff.
Well,
how much did you pay for all the Captain Power stuff?
The Captain Power stuff, I paid $15 for everything.
That's a steal.
Everything. And so now I just need to track down some vehicles, and I'll be set with Captain Power, which is cool, because, like, that was the one thing I walked into the show saying that's what I'm going to buy today. Like, I told Damien, I said, I don't really know what I'm looking for this weekend, but I think I want to finally pull the trigger on some Captain Power toys. So if I see any Captain Power toys, I'm probably going
to
buy them.
To which I said, that's very random, and I doubt you find them, and then he did.
Captain Power is pretty much, I mean, you'll find a couple figures everywhere you go.
I only found the two that I found are the two that I bought. I didn't see them anywhere else.
It's unlike Dino Riders. You never, ever see Dino Riders anywhere.
Nope.
That's like the one thing I ask about all the time when you guys go to something.
Dino Riders are awesome.
Did you guys see any Dino Riders?
No. Didn't see any Dino Riders.
We went to Chicago, none of any of the Kane Counties I've ever been to, none of the Toy Mans.
Nope. Dino Riders are hard to get, man. So, got all those. I grabbed some She-Ra figures. There's always
same lady.
Yep, there's always this lady that's got She-Ra toys and He-Man toys, and this time she had all her She-Ra and He-Man stuff 50% off.
Wow.
So I got yep. So I got a Frosta, who is only missing her weapon, and Claudine, the cat, and I paid $10 for the set.
Sweet.
Because they were happy.
Claudine looks terrible outside of the package.
She looks awful, but I got her.
Is she dingy at all, or is she not?
She's a little dingy. Little dingy, because she's pink and she's flocked, and yeah. It's real easy to get that dirty, you know?
And how much did you spend on altogether? On the whole day?
On the whole day, I dropped about close to $200. But I also, you know, I bought food. We had breakfast and all that kind of stuff, too. So,
well,
and I bought Christina some stuff.
On Sunday, I dropped about $300, and I got to take none of it home.
I
paid for the gas for the rental car. I paid for the rental car. I paid off the rest of the hotel or the resort or whatever. So I spent $300 and didn't get to keep anything.
Yeah, that sucks. Vacations.
So you should give me some of the stuff you bought.
Nope. I love my stuff.
That's fair.
Right? Yeah, but you got to go to Florida.
I didn't get to take Florida home.
Yeah, you did. You take a piece of it with you home every time you look in the mirror, right, smile, here, and remember your memories of going there.
No, it's flaking. It's flaking. It's actually flaking all over my shirt. Looks like I got a leprosy tan.
That lady, though, that had them She-Ra figures half off, she was telling me that at the beginning of the show, she had the Crystal Castle and Crystal Falls and all that stuff, and she sold them, like, immediately because they were all half off.
For, like, $5.
She told me that she had all that stuff in
She didn't
store.
Tell me a price. She just told
no
me
way.
She just told me that she sold
she
them.
She probably had at least right 30 away. On them, so she probably got 15 for the castle.
But she had, like... She had some high-dollar stuff, too. Like, she had a complete Starburst She-Ra, which was in beautiful shape.
$50?
Yep, $50, but
so
half
25
off,
bucks?
So it was $25.
And you didn't buy that?
I was real close.
You're silly.
And I didn't.
You should have dropped the other two and put
she,
10 more bucks down
she
and got
also,
that.
She also had a Entrapta,
if
which was the
if
same
we
thing.
Go in 6 months or whatever, I want that Starburst
yeah,
She-Ra.
It's there.
She has a store on Belmont Avenue in Chicago, so there's a chance you might be able to find her info and maybe some ordering with her.
Why are you giving out? Now they're going to be like, what was the address?
How do you even know? Like,
that's Rick. That's my boy Rick.
She gave me her business card and
where's
stuff.
Where's it at?
Yeah, he bought a bunch from her last
where's
time.
Where's it at?
It's a home one for sure.
Well, why don't you just look up the number off the card and give it to me?
Well, I'll do that.
What's the She-Ra one I got?
Starburst.
Oh, yeah. I got a greatest Starburst She-Ra.
$30, $29.99.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, you like that one? You don't give it to you, but no, I'm not, because you're a jerk.
You ain't giving nobody nothing.
Let's see what else I found.
Give me free hugs.
I found the Matchbox diecast metal Black Lion from Voltron with its box, and paid $10 for that. It's got the box and everything. It's in great shape. And then later on, I ended up finding Loose, the Blue Lion from the same series, for $5. So I bought it too. So now I've got the Black Lion and the Blue Lion from the diecast Matchbox series. So three more lions I can put together a Voltron. That's kind of sweet.
Big old Voltron.
Yep. I found
Hot Wheels made those.
Matchbox made them.
Best thing they ever made.
Matchbox did it, and there was a couple different people that had the Voltron license back then. Same guy that I got the Black Line from, I found a Slime Pit from Masters of the Universe, the original line, complete with its box and an empty slime canister, and I paid $15 for that.
Good, you should give me the skull cap off the other one.
No, because yeah, one's staying in my box and one's going to stay loose.
Yo, bro, you
I can't
that.
Just be separating parts. I'm sorry. Can't just be separating
logistics.
Parts. Logistics.
I don't know. You know what
keep
that word
the
means.
Keep reading the bios. Keep reading the bios.
Means you can't do it.
Oh, yeah?
So I figured $15, even though I already had a slime pit at home, I couldn't pass that up just for that awesome box. That box art is sweet.
The box was in good shape?
It's in decent shape. It's not, like, really crushed or beat up, but it's not, like, perfect.
I'd pick
it's
you know?
It's like it looks old. It looks like it's from the 80s, right. You know? But, yeah, it's awesome. And the same guy gave me one of those Panini Masters of the Universe sticker books with all the stickers inside of it, too, for free. He just threw it in with the slime pit for me. It's missing one sticker in the whole book. The whole thing's Phil. And I thought it was really cool because I used to have that when I was a kid. So I was like, that's
I still have
awesome.
It, the big blue one?
Yep, yeah, it's big blue. It. Yep, very cool. So I got that, too. He threw that in. Another random Masters of the Universe thing I found, I got a Masters of the Universe wallet. For a dollar from somebody. It's just a red wallet with He-Man on it. It says Masters of the Universe.
That.
Are you yeah. rocking the wallet?
I'm not right now, but I'm going to. I think I'm going to rock that at San Diego. That's going to...
Oh, what a show-off.
That's going to be my San Diego wallet. So every time I'll be like, yes, I will take that, please. I'll pull it out. I'm going to show it like this.
It's a Velcro?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get a Transformer. It's going to go, chomp, 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 and I'll open it.
It's going to make that noise?
My boy Dirt got me a Power Ranger one for Christmas.
Oh, you got to rock that, dude. You rock your Power Ranger one, I'll rock my He-Man one.
Mine's
awesome.
Got the little zipper for the change.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one does.
Oh, show! Where's yours?
I built one out of Legos. It is not ready. It's the prototype.
I want to see you walk around the Lego wallet.
You're like, ugh. Here it is, boys.
You're just going to have to, like, make a wagon.
I shaped it like a castle.
Hey, so
there's nothing wrong with Velcro. I've had the same Velcro wallet for, like, 10 years.
Hey, speaking of Lego, do you guys realize that all the new Lego stuff is out right now?
Plus, Toy Man is this Sunday.
Yes. We're not going.
Why not?
That show, we're just not doing very good at that show.
Yeah, well, are we going to go and hang out?
Hang out and do what?
Buy stuff.
Who did that?
I spent all my money.
Why, you want to go now?
I didn't want to not go.
You didn't want
to go? Well, yeah, he just came county. So
what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, you're like, I want to go to Florida. I don't want to go to you guys.
To Toy Man, which is a week.
Kane County.
Well, no, I wanted to go. I was even contemplating on getting dropped off in Chicago at Kane County or whatever and letting Michelle drive back by herself, but I was tired. That went out.
Oh, you were tired.
I got, well, the RV, man up. We landed in Bloomington.
Man up.
So it would have been an hour and a half to get there.
It was all right. You would have got toys. So I don't know. Do you want to go Sunday then?
Yes.
I don't.
Good. We don't need you anyway.
Yeah. You
break you in?
Stop filming it.
Oh, well, good. We don't want you going either.
My girl wants to go. I'm down.
Oh. I'll work it out. Logistics.
All right, logistics. Toy Man Show.
Keep reading the bios.
Story's over.
I think that's the majority of what I got. I bought Christina some stuff.
Yeah, this place was... they actually opened another building up, and they did have that doll building up, the fourth building.
Yeah, I saw... I was looking at the map after we left and saw that there was another building I totally missed.
Did they have the outside booths?
Yeah, they had one. Building set up with the outside stuff.
Oh, that's it. So it was smaller than last time.
But, well, no, because this time they had the actual... They had two buildings. Indoor buildings
Let me... I just want to make sure I follow. So when it's freezing-ass cold outside and it's like 10 below, they try to put as many people outside as they can.
Yeah.
So when it's nice and it's good weather outside, they throw everybody inside.
I gotta be honest, it wasn't good weather this time at all. It was super cold and windy and rainy the whole time we were there. So
not in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
not in Florida.
That's why you don't like going.
They should have had it in Florida.
But yeah, this was a bigger show than the ones we've been to because they had that whole other building full of stuff, which was really cool. And then they had the regular building we're in, and then they still had the doll building, which we apparently completely missed. I think that's Dave's fault. I think he told me they didn't have that building.
Yeah, he kept saying that there was...
Dave Perdue.
Thanks, Dave.
But there was like people all around that building. So, I knew there was something there, but I'm sure it was all doll stuff anyways, but... Still, there could have been something cool. Could have been the He-Man booth in there, for all we know.
Well, yeah, that one lady had that Hogan almost bought that she was trying to, like... She was trying to talk me down.
Yeah.
She's like, come on, give me $4. So I was like, nah, I don't know. She's like, give me $3. You all
right? Yeah. Some guy, we saw some booth that just had a bag of Hogan's.
And you didn't buy it.
It was just a bunch of random Hulk Hogan figures, and Dave goes, see, look what Scotty's missing, man. He could have had this bag. That's what I said. I said, I guarantee he's got every one of those Hogan's already. He's like, so how do you not buy a bag of Hogan's when you see it?
Very easily.
Like, yeah, good point.
Especially because they're $2. Hey,
Dave Perdue would be like, I got this Grizzlor. I already have 7 of them, but I couldn't pass it up because it was only, you know, $60. Like, really, Dave? Like, you can never have too many way overpriced He-Man figures. Good, Dave.
No super fan?
Yes. No super fan. But we did run into a couple other fans. Mm-hmm. Several guys from the board, actually. I was kind of surprised. Yep, we ran into J-Man.
Did J-Man ask about me?
No. We asked, hey, this guy's not here. He's like, who?
That's okay. Next guy.
Ray. Ray and his son.
And his son ask about me.
Yes.
His son did. But
good.
His son wanted to know where you are. Yeah, right. We run into Ray usually every time we go to the Chicago
we see him
shows.
A lot, so.
Yeah, he's the guy that let me borrow the Gregory bat.
He had
the review
shirt on, right?
Matter of fact,
yes. Chicago.
Yep. Matter of fact, I'm sick of seeing him. So.
Oh, you're sick of seeing him? Dang, bogus.
His son, okay.
So instead of being appreciative to our good fans, the fans that, you know, we are sick of you.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he was there for the toys, but...
We
just like
stopped by the table when I was getting tattooed.
Nope.
In Chicago.
No, that wasn't him.
Idea who he was.
Yeah, that's him. Actually,
you're talking about Mejet?
Yeah, and he had he had one of our shirts on.
Yeah,
yeah, that's him.
Him and the little boy.
Yeah, he had glasses and
yes, yeah. Yep, okay. Yep. So, he was at Kane County. Yep. So he was there. J-Man was there. Dave Perdue was there, and I believe that is it. That is all the people from our boards that were there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that I know of.
We do have a new forum member that I saw that joined up this week, who actually was a dealer at Kane County though, and he actually. Came across our stuff and joined our forums. So,
oh,
Yeah, so we've got another member on the boards who goes up to King County.
Does he sell cops figures?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Or if he's the one that emailed me. That's when we're going to be there. Because I never saw that dude.
I don't know.
One of the dealers said that he was going to be there, and I did not see him, or he didn't say hi, or I don't know. He gave me his booth number, but the booth numbers are like, it don't mean nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell what numbers they are just by walking around.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means. That's like Greek.
So. Well, that doesn't mean you can't find it, because you find that you found that grading place in Chicago, and we looked all over that damn place.
Yeah, but they actually had a floor map.
Not really.
Yeah, they did. They were numbered. That's what the booth numbers were.
Yeah, but we looked for those. We didn't find them.
I found it, homie.
No, you sniffed it out. You're like...
Well, after my 100th lap around that place, I found
it. This way, Shaggy! And I was like, my name's not Shaggy, but we
found then
it.
Scott dropped the stink bomb.
Literally.
Literally. Oh, yeah.
And then Dave Perdue thought I farted for, like, I don't know, 4 hours.
Were you like, God, Dave, what do you think my fart smells like?
Hey, it was bad.
Scott dropped the stink bomb, and it cleared half the convention, dude.
And Perdue's guy, dude, what'd you eat, bro? Anybody want to hit some waves?
Hit some waves. He's a surfer. Yeah. He looks like a surfer.
He's part of
he's more like a Bob
TNC
Marley.
Club.
What's a Bob Marley do?
What's a Bob Marley?
Yeah,
do?
He's like white Bob Marley. He's like, yeah, he's like, anybody want to jam? Hit the peyote or whatever it's called.
Peyote.
Hit the peyote and play some strings.
Some TNC Surf Club.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I remember that. Kid.
I'm like Bob Marley then. If that's what that consists of.
See, sir.
Yeah, you do.
All right. So yeah, we had a fun weekend. We had a good time. We got
and then
stuff.
Yeah, and then we finished the day by going to our traditional eating at Red Robin.
Yum.
Bottomless hey, fries. Did they ask about me? Hey, was Peter Pan there?
Yes. Peter Pan.
Dude, did she not get a day off?
Nope.
She asked about me for sure.
Oh yeah.
She's like, hey, where's your real handsome friend that always gives me a hard time every time he comes in here and calls me Peter Pan and says I have a boy haircut?
Were those
exactly what she said. And then she flew off second star to the right. It was really weird.
She closed her eyes and she's like, my happy thought, Scotty Cash. And this was like,
yeah. Yeah, we gave her your
phone. We didn't even order. And she was just gone.
Yeah, it was cool because we ordered food, and then our server dropped like 3 plates of fries between us. Boom, 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 all at once. They weren't stingy like they'd been previously.
I just kept bringing the fries.
He's like, you got a little plate here. I just brought all of the fries.
I didn't even ask. Just brought them. It was awesome. Good stuff, man. I love that place.
Yep, and then I drove us back, and I about fell asleep constantly.
That's not like you.
Me and
we were just – I was – we were both doing – in the front seat.
It was pretty rough.
Because Christina and Rylan were both just passed out immediately in the back seat, you know, and they slept the entire way.
That's not like you.
And we're just like, oh my God. I'm like, I gotta stay awake so that Damien doesn't kill us.
So, no, last time when we went to Chicago and on the way back, I was like, Damien, you want me to drive? And he's just like, no, I'm fine. Damien! What? What? I just need to pull over and get some Red Bull. And then you're dead. You got one of the Venoms.
Every time we drive back, I'm falling asleep, but we always make it.
You want somebody else to drive? No, if anybody's killing us in my car, it's going to be me.
That's right.
So far.
No, seriously, I haven't even dozed off. Bumps on the side of the highway.
It was windy.
Windy, right. I'd sit there and look in your rearview mirror right at your eyes, and they got real heavy. And then, like, Damien, wake up.
Dude, sleeping.
I wasn't awake.
Makes me so tired every time.
Driving, because it's boring. I hate driving.
Yeah, me too.
I just fall. I want to fall asleep so bad, but, I. Then I was fighting with myself, like, hey, it's okay, you can close your eyes for a second. Okay, now open them. No, okay, now you can do 2 seconds. Yeah, you've got to hurry up and open them. So.
What's the sea duck? You talking about from DuckTales?
Tailspin?
Wow. You all right?
You're fired.
I was talking to him. Mind your own business.
But you guys get your own talking about random stuff podcast.
Talking about random stuff.
Not like us. We're very on topic.
This is not a talking about random stuff podcast. Not whatsoever.
Yes, you guys are always
not
straight
at
to
all.
The script.
Yep, straight. We talk it straight. We give it to you straight.
Damien, he just dozed off again. Wake up, bud.
Oh, the pancakes back on?
Narcolepsy.
All right. I think that's going to wrap up this week's episode. So, guys, as always, make sure you're checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis. We have lots of talented contributors posting new shows and reviews and columns and all kinds of great stuff every single day. So don't miss out on that. While you're there, check out the Pop Culture Network store. Everything you guys purchase from the store helps to keep us producing, so if you actually enjoy what we're doing, that's a great way to help us out.
That's true, and as another side note, we need to start collecting funds for San Diego, because it is very expensive.
Yes, we're prepping for San Diego Comic-Con, and we need all the help we can get, so shop at the store.
Get your Spawn toys here.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Because the plane tickets and the hotels and the thousands of dollars it's going to cost is not coming free.
And if you need any of us to get your exclusives, just email Pixel Dan.
God, no. Don't do that. I'm not buying anybody exclusives. Sorry. Nothing personal. Not happening.
Yeah, I'm pretty much thinking that we, some of the exclusives, if we, you know, if you're willing to pay a little, we might be able to hook you up. Just email me and I'll figure it out. A lot of the Hasbro stuff is probably not going to happen. Hasbro's extremely limited.
And that line is horrendous.
Yeah, Mattel stuff should be okay. You know, stuff from NECA, other places like that, I'm sure we can get all that stuff. I'm just saying the Hasbro, I'm going to try to buy as much as I can and then sell it afterwards, but I really doubt we're going to get much, because last time they did limit to like two pieces per, and so, and everybody wanted at least one piece, so it's like, I hardly brought any of that stuff back.
Just as long as I get a Starscream, I don't care.
That's, yeah, I want one of those too. So there you go, if you guys do need help, get a hold of Killen. He can do it.
Yep,
he can do his
and
best.
I will forward you to Pixel Dan for the,
oh,
for those who just want stuff at cost.
Yeah.
Or Dan will even pay half. Just email him.
I'll just buy you guys stuff. Just shoot me an email. I'll just start buying
the first 1,000 people to email Pixel Dan.
Great. Entire Comic-Con bundle pack.
With book bag.
I'm telling you, dude, if I get any of those emails, I am straight forwarding them right to you going, hey, Scott, this guy wants to talk to you.
Put your phone number. Scott likes to call.
Yeah. Call Scott at 217.
Don't do it. Oh. Don't you do that.
So you already gave the first three numbers. They got the area code now.
They
it's
already have
the
area code.
It's on the internet.
Hey, yeah. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
All they have to do is go to your Facebook, find your name.
No.
Then they can easily find your number. No problem.
No.
Oh, yeah.
My phone number is 555-5555 on there.
I love that number.
Nobody, my phone number doesn't get released on there. Dude, I'm such a player.
Oh.
Pimp, almost cussed. Pimp stuff.
Hey, like you stuff. You can go to my Facebook and you find my number right there. It's whatever. I don't care.
So call if you want to call Damien.
You can call me. I don't even care.
That's cool. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
And I'm Killen.
Scotty Cash, deal with it.
It's Herbert.
We'll see you guys next week.